This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Sir Talk-A-Lot is here with Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden on the Good Day program. Set your Dick Tracy watches for 7 past the hour, Richie. It's exactly 7 past the hour.
Yep.
All right, so one of the conversations people are having today, conversations people are interested in, it would appear, is the sort of seesaw pendulum swinging back and forth. One day you hear a story about the folks in Iran being willing to involve themselves with the United States against the militants, the ISIS boys. So Secretary of State Kerry said that there would be, I heard this yesterday, there would be some attempt to try to get everybody together. The warplanes, by the way, struck Islamic targets yesterday, had some success, it would appear. I don't know how they measured that, but anyway. So what I saw was three different things. The U.S. command confirmed that there were planes that struck targets southwest of Baghdad. All right, that's number one.
Vehicle trains, basically.
Who's your what?
Cars. But when we get to cars.
Huh?
They were bombing their vehicles.
Oh! Yeah, well, okay. I mean, thank you, Richie. It's an incomplete sentence. You know, when I was teaching English, you had to complete your sentences. All thoughts had to be complete. You've criticized me a number of times in the past for not having complete thoughts and complete sentences. So I just would like
you
to
have complete thoughts.
I do.
I will do. Don't ask for that, Doctor. Don't ask.
Right. Not coming at you.
All right. So now the U.S. announces today it will not coordinate military activity with Iran. So I'm trying to figure this out here, whether we are or we aren't. We will not. Maybe it's not important, although it would be an interesting sort of combination. Iran rejected our request for cooperation because, of course, they can't figure out whether we're worse than ISIS.
This is great. The Khomeini tweeted,
yeah,
I reject U.S. offer to hashtag Iran, ABT, hashtag ISIS, because the U.S. has corruption on its hands in this issue.
Yeah.
He tweeted it.
Right.
This is how we carry on diplomatic policy now.
Is it tweeted in Arabic or in English?
I'm sure it was in Arabic.
It's translated for your Twitter comfort. Right. Okay, so I was watching.
Hold on just a second, Jen. Can you find ways of translating if somebody,
yes,
using one language on Twitter,
GoogleTranslate.com. Translate.google.com.
All right. Thank you. Now,
sometimes,
Jennifer,
on the tweets, Twitter has a little thing that's, that lets you translate it.
And Facebook does that, too, now.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Jen.
Me now?
Yes, your turn.
So, O'Reilly yesterday.
Complete thoughts, Jen.
Right. I'm trying. O'Reilly did in his talking points memo yesterday, I thought something very interesting. He ran down all the countries that were helping and in what capacity. And surprisingly enough, the French are our biggest allies, even over, like, the United Kingdom. So it's the French and the Australians that have committed real support, that will do air missions, that will be our buddies in all of this. Canada says, get back to us later. The UK, even, who came out, they came out so strong, saying they, you know, these are next door and they're going to be here in a month. They're not really committing anything to us. But what was, I thought, very telling is a lot of the Muslim countries have done backdoor deals with us, like Turkey. They publicly are saying they're not going to really help the U.S., but they're secret deals because they don't want to tick off ISIS, because the threat of them coming into the country, there's so many people already there, is so real that these Muslim countries are doing secret support with the U.S. rather than public support.
All right. Thank you for that update, Jennifer.
Well, I thought that was interesting because of Iran. You never know if they are doing a backdoor deal because, hello, hello, they're right there in the mix of everything.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so that takes care of our overview of what's going on there in the Middle East. Now, the story that has captured my imagination, and I think it's starting to be, it's a little bit late, but better late than never, the impact of what happens if Scotland votes to secede from the United Kingdom, and how that's going to affect us, how it's going to affect the European Union. There's money, it's all kinds of stuff, oil at stake here. So we have a listener who is in the Netherlands who we're trying to find, who has, I think, tweeted us, or was he Facebook? Where is he, a Facebook friend? Of ours? He's a Twitter friend. All right, so in a moment we're going to meet him and get the perspective from that side of the pond, if you will, a battle for Scotland in our focus up next year on Good Day.
How much better would you look with a brighter, whiter smile? If you've always wanted your teeth professionally whitened by a dentist but haven't had the time or money, listen to this. National Dental Supply is now offering professional whitening gel direct to the public. We're giving listeners of this station a free sample of Pro Gel Whitening Kit. This professional whitener is the same active ingredient sold by many dentists for hundreds of dollars. But when you call 800-226-3068, you'll get a complete Pro Gel Whitening System with everything you need to get a dramatically brighter, whiter smile in just minutes without visiting the dentist. Pro Gel free sample kits will only be available to the public for a limited time while supplies last. Call 800-226-3068 and get a free Pro Gel whitening kit and a whiter, brighter smile now. This free sample offer expires immediately when the sample kits are gone, so don't wait. Call now. 800-226-3068. 800-226-3068. 800-226-3068.
I'd say 10,
4, 5,
12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams is about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale?
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
He's go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Beer. Take it responsibly.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. From time to time, we hear news reports about prisoners filing frivolous lawsuits. They have a lot of time on their hands and can cause a lot of trouble. According to court records, one inmate in federal prison has already filed 3,356 lawsuits this year. Last year, he filed more federal lawsuits than all of the federal cases that were filed in the states of Maine, New Hampshire, and Wyoming combined. Almost all of his lawsuits are over the same thing, the quality of his prison food. Let's be fair, prison food will never top anyone's menu, but every one of his lawsuits have been dismissed. In the meantime, it's taxpayers who will eat the cost for all of this. In one state alone, California, taxpayers spent nearly $200 million just to defend inmate lawsuits over the past 15 years. These criminals may be behind bars now, but they're still robbing us by filing frivolous lawsuits. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and Richie and I have a gentleman who listens to the program, or at least connects. I guess he's listening and therefore connecting Kenny. Right? You had the first back and forth with him, did you not?
Yes, he's listening through gooddayshow.com, and he's been tweeting back and forth with us.
All right. Let me see if I can pronounce the name correctly. Loda Wyckoff, is that correct, sir?
Yeah, it'll do.
It'll do. It'll do.
How long have you been listening to this program?
2-3 weeks, something like that, I think.
Say that again?
2-3 weeks.
2-3 weeks.
Really? Longer than most.
Yeah. Really? Speak for yourself, Jennifer. So, in your country, what's the discussion? You're from the Netherlands. What's the discussion there and what you can hear also in other parts of Europe on the secession of Scotland from the United Kingdom?
I think this week Scottish independence is not really the main part. Literally today the government is going to review its new budget, how they took the money and what they're going to do with it. So for the past week everyone was talking about that, and everyone is talking about that for the coming week. And Marco van Basten, who stepped down as coach from a football team. And on the Scottish independence, I think that most people will say that they should stay within the UK from the Dutch perspective. And from a Scottish perspective, I would say just leave.
So I'm trying to understand most of what you said. What do you get from this, Richie or Kenny or Jennifer? What do you hear
that, that it's a negotiating tactic?
Negotiating tactic.
I think it's a negotiating tactic, and
that you do, sir. You think it's a negotiating tactic for what?
For the money.
To get more money support.
I think it's not only the money. I think that the Scottish people really feel different than Brits. They don't see themselves as British. They see themselves as Scottish. And if you look at a lot of sports, they have a Scottish team. People are playing with a Scottish flag, not a Union Jack. It's the Scottish one. And at the Olympics, they really dislike it that they have to walk with the Union Jack.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's something that deep in their culture and deep in their genetic code that they are different, and they have a lot of oil, they have a lot of gas, they can do a lot of things with the money that it creates.
Well, I think that's part of, from what I understand, that's one of the big beefs, is that there's so much money being made by the United Kingdom, Scotland not getting its fair share because it has most of the reserves under its and not only on land but in on the coast of northern Scotland is a tremendous oil reserve. So there, all the money goes into the UK. It doesn't go to the Scots, and they don't like it.
And that's one of the parts that they don't like. But the second part is, if you look at the British politics, the majority of the British people is pretty much having voting on the Tory and Conservative ones, and maybe the Lib Democrats. But in Scotland, they are voting more for the Labour type party and more social democratic style parties.
Right, they're more socialistic than are the Brits. Yeah, right.
Yes, and there is, for example, a great joke, at least that the Scottish people like. They say, we have more pandas in the zoo than that we have conservative politicians. And you should know, the Edinburgh Zoo seems to have 2 pandas.
So, but as far as you, as a European living in the Netherlands, you could care less? Is that basically it? Do you care one way or another what happens?
No, I do hope that it happens, because I think it can spark a lot of independence votes, and people would say, we want to leave. There are a lot of areas in Europe that basically say, yeah, we are part of a country, but we don't want it.
What other areas of Europe do you think fit into that description?
Well, it's too easy to mention Eastern European merits or Eastern Ukraine battle going on, but I would take into account the vote of Venice, where they basically say, we pay billions to the Italian government, we can use that money to rebuild and renovate the city. Corsica want to get sold from France to Switzerland.
Alright, we've got the picture, sir. Thank you for listening to the program and for participating with us, Loda Wyckoff in the Netherlands on the Scottish disconnection from the UK. 21 after the hour.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Let's get to our one-hit wonder contest.
Let's.
Oh, excited.
Playing a song by an artist that only had one hit.
Thank God.
Oh, come on.
That's
this is
your
genius.
Opinion.
Suave. Listen to the lyrics.
Suave. Rico.
All right, Dudley, get down. 888-302-3684 is the number to get down. Let me see if I can put that to music. 888-302-369.
No, you can't.
888. That was a quick test.
Excuse
me. I coughed and so much yesterday my lungs hurt, so when I laugh, it hurts. This is an artist that only had one hit, and Richie says, thank heavens for that.
No, this
Jennifer's not so sure.
No, he was a model.
888-302-369. Can't spell better. 888-302-3684. We will send you, as the winner of this contest, a One Hit Wonder CD. Don't know if it will have this on it. This was a hit by this Ecuadorian rapper during this week in 1991. So if you know who this is, the song is called Rico Suave.
Kind of sounds like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
You're suggesting that this is Will.
This was from the same generation of rap and hip-hop.
It's the same tempo and same
Will Smith and this guy, same person, maybe.
Yeah.
But I need
you. My parents just don't understand.
Uh-uh. 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this one-hit wonder artist.
888-302-3684.
You're not any better at it than
you
I am.
You guys both sound really white.
That's what we are.
We sound like Eminem, right? M and
no.
M. 888-302-3684.
Wow.
This guy's family moved from Ecuador to Glendale, California when he was 12.
My peeps.
He became an actor and a singer pretty quickly once he got here.
Now he's a gang member in MS-13.
There you go.
After Rico Suave, he became an A&M Ryan, our executive for a record label.
The Rich.
As a matter of fact, he was largely responsible, Richie, for making Enrique Iglesias a major talent.
Oh, thank God for that.
Rich.
Don't know what I would have done if I had to have Enrique Iglesias.
And today he has seen the light. He became a Christian youth pastor as he matured. So I wonder if he's rapping to them, El Señor. All right, so let's see if we can figure this out. 888-302-3684. I don't know what else I can tell you about this guy.
You guys just don't appreciate good music.
Really?
Is that the case?
Really? Well, let's find out who, in fact, does appreciate this music. Mark is in Jacksonville, Florida, listening to Good Day. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, sir, how about you?
I'm doing great.
All right, so what
Mark
were you doing?
Mark knows what's up. I can tell already.
During this week in 1991.
The name of the artist is Marky Mark.
That didn't answer the question. I was asking you what you were doing during this week in 1991, but that's okay.
91, I'm sorry. I was, I don't even remember.
Good for you. And you don't, obviously you don't remember because you don't remember the right name of the artist, but it's a good try anyway. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Marky Mark. Here's Stephen in Moultrie, Georgia, listening to Good Day. Hi, Stephen.
Good morning, sir.
Morning to you. How are you doing?
Oh, life is good.
Life is good. That's right. You know, look at it that way. Life
is even better with that CD.
How do you know? How do you know he's got the right answer, Jennifer?
I just know it.
Really? Right answer, Stephen? Yes or no? Right answer, Stephen?
Is the answer Gerardo?
Well, I asked how to pronounce it myself because I don't remember this guy.
Gerardo.
It's Gerardo, but that's
Gerardo.
For sure. I looked at it and we all think of Geraldo when we look at this guy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, Gerardo. You are correct, Amundo. What do you remember about this song, Steve?
I remember it giving me goosebumps and irritating the stew out of me every time it played on the radio.
Good God. Right answer. All right. Okay.
How much stew do you have in you?
Hold on a second. We'll send you one of these One Hit Wonder CDs. Thank you.
Flip back to Bell Bottom Brady One.
This hour of the Doug Stephan Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. What were you doing 3 weeks ago on Wednesday at 2:30? Can't remember, right? You want to know how to improve your memory? The friends that we've developed at Kamano Island Coffee Roasters, our partners in BuzzBox Coffee, shared some interesting research about the healthy benefits of coffee, and one of them is improved memory. Recent studies by Florida's Alzheimer's Disease Research Center have shown that coffee can aid in short and long-term memory. Healthy coffee, like BuzzBox coffee, can help increase memory because caffeine in moderate doses has been found to increase the size of the hippocampus. The hippocampus is a small part of the brain that aids in the storage of short and long-term memory. This not only helps you better remember what you did last week, but the research suggests that it also reduces the risk of Alzheimer's. So now you've got another great reason to get what's truly the best of the best when it comes to coffee. USDA certified organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, help support my Eastley farm. Taste the difference and make a difference one cup at a time by getting delicious BuzzBox coffee. To experience your free pound, call 866-456-7805 or simply go to DougStephan.com and click on that orange buzz box on the right-hand side of any page.
Table for one?
Right. There's like a 12 of you, miss?
Oh, that's just my back office. They're always with me.
Okay.
With Sage, you're securely connected to your back office no matter where you are, so you can make the sale, send the invoice, and see how it all adds up from anywhere.
They're not going to get out of hand, are they?
Now the power to make confident business decisions follows you everywhere. Use Sage to make your back office as mobile as you are at workfromsage.com. That's workfromsage.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Some people, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Happy to be along, holding your hand, contacting the living. A lot of people with dead minds. We're trying to wake them up a little bit here. Richie's a pretty good example of that sometimes. Kenny's always awake and alert. And Jennifer, most of the time, she's got it going on as well. You know that story.
Most of the time.
I'm Sir Talk-A-Lot. Dudley, also to my friends.
I forgot to tell you guys.
What?
I got a Facebook update last week that gave Doug one of the funniest nicknames I have ever heard.
Really? And that was the first time you'd heard it, right?
Yeah, Milk Dud.
Yeah.
It's hysterical.
Somebody else had called you that, too.
Milk Dud Dudley.
I think we have a legion of people that just have that name for you, Doug.
Really? I'm sure it's not the first time you've heard it. Is it, Dudley? Milk Dud.
I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, for those of you who don't know.
Named Dudley.
My real name, my given name is Dudley. So thus the Milk Dud. I'm having my 50th high school reunion this weekend, and there are plenty of people who remember me as Dudley, and who were also happy to throw...
High school reunion. You were 24 when you graduated.
High school.
All right. Let's get to the president's promises. Promises. The president says he wants to spend millions of your dollars to keep our country safe. And in order to do that, we must contain the Ebola surge. Therefore, we would spend $300 million of money that's already budgeted for other things, take it away from soldiers in Afghanistan, which is probably a good idea. That is, take soldiers out of Afghanistan, move them. What I want to know is, he's looking for, there are 3,000 people supposedly going to be involved in this, 3,000 Americans, who are going to go to Africa. I have not figured out, nor have I heard. The plan will be explained later today when the president visits the CDC in Atlanta. But with 3,000 boots on the ground, as it were, sending our military there to sort of direct traffic, if you will, are these volunteers or are they being assigned? If I were in the service, I wouldn't want to go there. I would say, no, I'm not going to go. This is not so. I didn't sign up to fight Ebola. I signed up to fight the Afghanistanis. And the treachery of those people who are terrorists, I didn't. So what I'm figuring, and I know this is really sideways, I have said this before, somebody someplace in one of these terrorist organizations is going to send just one person over there.
Yeah, all you need.
To kiss, and I mean, if these people are willing, like yesterday you saw there was a blow up in Afghanistan, I think three people were killed, a body bomb, boom. So if they're willing
think
to
push, how cheap that is, it's an airline ticket.
Right, strap your body with, if you're willing to find, if you find people that'll strap all kinds of explosives to their bodies and blow up in the name of Allah, you sure as heck are going to find somebody who'll go to Africa and go in and kiss, hug, and make sure that he or she gets Ebola and then come back and spread it around as much as possible. That's certainly, I don't see how that's not within the realm of possibility. Do you? I think it's very much in the realm of possibility. People say, oh, I don't give people ideas. No, nonsense.
Too late. People have already been talking about that.
Of course.
That.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So anyway, the president says that we need to have our advisors over there, doctors. We've got to keep these people. They're going to build hospitals. And USAID is taking money that's already budgeted for this sort of thing anyway. So it's not like we're sending for a change. We're coming up with new. The Congress just has to approve taking the money from one budget to putting it in another, which seems rather strange to me. With all the wacky stuff that the president's been doing without asking Congress, he's going to go to him and ask him to move $300 million around for this? I find that almost amusing, frankly. All right, so that's one item.
You ought to see all of the government contractors, the defense contractors in the Washington, D.C. area now fighting over the $5 billion to fight ISIS. It's unbelievable. I'm in the building of one of the contractors, and there's a lot of buzzing activity, and Homeland Security is right next door. There's a lot of activity. They're all fighting over the money.
A lot of dough. Urban Outfitters in the news today. They have taken a Kent State University sweatshirt from the era of Kent State, you know when, and they have redesigned this sweatshirt, a new sweatshirt that has holes in it, blood stains. Obviously, it's supposed to be a knockoff of a Kent State University sweatshirt from the event. So the PR department there has not been doing too well. It would appear. Jennifer, do you want to let us in on this?
A lot of people
are talking about it. Go ahead.
Urban Outfitters, I don't know. You know, again, you wonder who these people are.
I've asked Jennifer
around
to do this because I know that there's steam coming out of her ears.
It was actually the tipping survey. Who are these people, these marketing people that sit around a table? And this isn't the only thing that is so tasteless. It's like, I mean, it just
tasteless
smells.
Is mild.
Yeah. And they sit around and go, you know what would be great for our vintage line? A Kent University t-shirt with bullet holes and blood splattered on it. Let's make it happen. And then they put it out on Urban Outfitters. And then these dumb kids who I don't even think get the gravity of what they're doing buy them. And then on top of that, their parents who do know the gravity, I mean, they know the situation. Let their kids buy these sweatshirts and wear them to high school?
I wouldn't let them in the high school.
Unbelievable.
Principal,
well, there
I
was.
Let them in.
There
I think
was
you answered
story
your
local
own question there, though. I think that there's 22-year-old kids designing these sweatshirts who have no idea of the gravity of what they're designing.
So they don't have anybody up the totem pole?
You would hope.
At
but
Urban Outfitters and doing these people are that stupid?
Look,
that
I don't think I can
think this
say
is okay?
That. I don't think that's true, because we've had so many school shootings of late. So even 21-year-old kids know that it's not funny when you have school shootings. I mean, this is happening all year long. I mean, this is happening many times.
Down in America.
It's just so gross.
All right, so what do we have? What sort of comments do we have? Twitter, at Good Day, Facebook at Good Day. I'm looking at a woman named Carol Kenny, who says, the lack of judgment permeating companies is staggering. How many people signed off on this Kent State sweatshirt? And then there's a hashtag with it. I'm sure it's $129, too, by the way. $129.
Okay. So right. Lay this out there. What if it's just a PR stunt to get everybody talking about them again, even as disgusting as it is?
Urban Outfitters?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It makes me not ever want to, I mean, it makes me not even want to go in there.
I have a 10-year-old son and a 7-year-old girl. I would never take my kids into that place.
Here's Tim, who says, Charmless at Urban Outfitters exploits police murder for some radical chic, immoral, and tasteless. How they described it. A lot of people incensed by this event. Remember it happened in May of 1970? Four students were killed by the Ohio National Guard.
Let's put it this way. This would go over like a lead balloon. Let's get a Ferguson sweatshirt and put bullet holes and blood on it. Do you think that would go over really well?
Or a Columbine sweatshirt.
Yeah. Columbine. I mean, right. Give me a break.
I always love going back to the...
If these sold any at all.
I don't see anywhere
that indicates that there have been any sales.
There was a story in the LA Times about a teacher who saw someone with one of these sweatshirts and kicked him out of the class.
Yeah, good. That's appropriate.
Doug, have you seen the sweatshirt?
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of it right now online, Richie.
It's disgusting, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I'm also looking at what I remember. See, I'm going to put myself in a place where the other three of you haven't been, because I was actually sort of on the air that day. I wasn't sort of, I was. And I was teaching school at the same at that time as well. And I remember the picture of this girl who made it to the cover of Newsweek magazine that was sitting over one of the dead students, and her expressions became sort of the logo, in essence, the image for Kent State. And then afterwards you found out she wasn't even a Kent State student. She just happened to be walking by. But her horror sort of set the stage, set the tone for the discussion of what went on at Kent State for many years to come, frankly. It was a black day, black day in the history of America. And for Urban Outfitters, here's my way of being able to say what I want to say without using the word that I want to use. Just during the bottom of the hour break, looking at one of the trades, noticed there's a new radio station set of call letters, excuse me, for a town in Missouri. The call letters are K-R-A-P. And the guy who said he wanted to have those call letters for a station wanted people to remember his station. And I think probably they will. But when I think of this stuff, this urban, this kind of stuff, that may be aimed at doing all kinds of things, getting people to talk about them. Here we are, we've fallen into the hole. But you listen to the tone of what Richie has said, Jennifer and Kenny and me. I mean, I don't go to Urban Outfitters anyway, but I sure as hell would stay away from them after that stunt. It just leaves a really bad... It's so indicative of how tasteless things are in some corporate situation in this country. Anybody will do anything for a buck. And it's just... These people are... I want to do something violent.
The problem is jealous that they're not getting all of this negative attention.
Right.
Yeah, but okay, it's too large a shirt for Abercrombie & Fitch to carry.
Right. Yeah, it is, right.
That's true.
Yeah. All right, 16 before the hour. Jennifer is going to update television, a lot of TV news in a matter of moments. Let me tell you right now about how you can take care of a problem you might have with joint pain. I usually stick my finger in my mouth to clear out whatever was in there, and I just stuck my first finger in my mouth and realized that I'd had it in Charlotte's dog food.
Oh, God.
How's it taste?
Why do you even have to tell us that?
Well, because it's
this is on the radio right now.
I fully expected that he was going to say he had it in Charlotte's, but anyway.
Yeah, might as well.
Okay, Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed to help you with joint pain, high cholesterol readings, memory issues. That is, if your mind is not working the way it's supposed to work, may I suggest that you get yourself on board and keep with this product, because this is the sort of thing you need to not, when you're getting older, we all are concerned about Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and things that are going on with so many people in our country and around the world, in fact. And one of the studies clearly indicates if you have enough fish oil, the kinds of things that were going on in the minds of people who didn't have enough were completely different. So I'm not telling you that Omax 3 Ultra Pure is going to keep you from getting any kind of dementia or Alzheimer's, but I'm telling you, it's going to ward off whatever problems you may have later in life, or certainly help you. Omega 3 oil, 16 times the amount of omega 3 as you'd find in the average krill oil gel. These soft gels come in a packet. The blister packs are easy to open and to access. Maximum absorption. Very fresh and faster results. No fish burps. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, now available free. All you do is call 800-316-7918. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you. Or go to Doug, D-O-U-G, 4, the number, Omax, O-M-A-X, the number 3, altogether.com. And sign up for your first 30-day supply free. 800-316-7918 to get your free 30-day supply of Omax 3 Ultra Pure, or go to Doug4Omax3.com. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you. You want this. You need this. You can call right now and get this. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, 800-316-7918. Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790. Hi, Jen, your turn to wow us with the story of the ratings for Sunday Night Football. I guess it's a good place to start.
Sure, we can start with the ratings for Sunday Night Football, Dougie. No, we can. Okay. It was a Sunday night, so here's the deal. I was up. I couldn't sleep. Had a lot on my mind. And I actually tuned into Miss America. And wow, what a snooze fest. And that didn't even put me to sleep.
Terrible.
It was pretty bad this year.
Awful.
I mean, it's just, it's different. And I guess everybody else agreed with me because Miss America dropped on Sunday night. The rating fell from last year's high. It averaged about a 1.5 rating among adults 18 to 49. That was down half a point from 2013. Pulled in about 6.7 million viewers. Not too shabby for a beauty pageant, but Sunday Night Football, of course, killed it with the 49ers and the Chicago Bears squaring off. Go Bears. Go Bears. All right. One of my favorite stories of the day is there's this resurgence of the Vacation franchise. Remember Chevy Chase, Beverly D'Angelo?
Favorite movies of all time, right?
Well, ABC has just ordered a pilot script that will reunite Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo. They star together in Vacation movies in the 80s and 90s. It's going to be written, this has chops, it's going to be written by the Arrested Development staffer, Brad Copeland. He's also worked on News Radio, My Name is Earl, role, and he wrote the film Wild Hogs. ABC ordered the script with a penalty attached, which means that you'll at least get to see the pilot in the 2015 and 16 season, which I think is really kind of fun. Plus, there's a whole movie coming out with Leslie Mann now attached to star in a vacation about the kids, about Audrey and Rusty.
Oh, so
that'll
I love
be kind
this.
Of a fun thing. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Now, George Clooney, love to include George. He's set to marry his love, Amal, who loves Downton Abbey, okay? And so apparently a spokesperson for ITV, which broadcasts Downton Abbey in the United Kingdom, confirms to People magazine that George is going to do a short charity sketch on the set of Downton Abbey that would air around Christmas time.
Well, the reason for that is he and the star became friends when they did Monument Men.
Right.
The guy who stars, whose name now escapes me, Downton Abbey.
Oh, the brick guy that got killed.
Yeah, in the heat.
Hugh Bonneville.
Hugh Bonneville, right. They became good friends, so he just said, hey, how about you come on? And Hugh Bonneville said, yeah, that'd be great. So that's how that took place. It's a good idea, actually. Kind of cool.
I think so, too.
Thank you, Jennifer. Jen is here. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, sending you a big hug. 51 after.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffens Good Day program. Once again, joining us to share expertise about how to preserve, protect, and perpetuate your retirement assets. Isn't that great? Think about it. I love alliteration. Preserve, protect, and perpetuate. And perpetrate, too, as far as I know.
That would work.
Yes, it would work. It would be great. Loretta Ellsworth, the strategic wealth coach, the expert on retirement, author of the award-winning book, The Raft Strategy, How to Build Your Tax-Free Nest Egg Without Risk, is here. And once again, the opportunity for you to reserve a free book, the Raft Strategy book, call 866-620-HERO. That's 866-620-4376. Keep that number in mind, because when we're finished this conversation, I think you'll find the points that Lorette makes are important and cogent as we look at retirement health care costs, all kinds of things, annuities, what's right for you in retirement. That's what this is all about. You can find the book in bookstores and on Amazon, but Lorette has reserved books totally free just for you. So, Lorette, let's get into what we are focused on here. As you're a retirement planner, do you come up every day, are the questions the same, or do you get different kinds of questions from people regarding how to make it
all
work?
Over the place. Everybody's so individual, and yet I love talking to your listeners because I found that we have a lot of the same goals. I'm a retirement planner, and yet first and foremost, I'm a mother of 7 and a grandmother of 12.
Whoa!
Yay! And so I'm certainly a blessing, and I want to be a blessing to my grandkids. I don't want to be a burden later in life. You know, there's so many people that live longer now than our parents did, and so you can kind of expect if you're already 60 years old that you're going to be living into your late 80s or early 90s or even beyond that. And so you have to ask yourself, do I have enough money that is going to last my entire lifetime? And, you know, of course, besides Social Security. And the RAS strategy has a historical rate of return of over 8%, and that is tax-free. Of course, that is funded with money that has already been taxed. It grows.
Can I interrupt you there for a second? You said something about 8%, and it's tax-free, of course. Are most retirement plans built around tax-free income, or are most of them not built around?
That's
because
a great
I don't think that's fair to you to suggest that 8%, I mean, that everybody is going to think that that's tax-free, because I think in a lot of circumstances it isn't.
Well, I mean, that's an average. You know, maybe 1 year it would be 2%, 1 year it would be 16%. So that's an average over the past 25 years with the RAS strategy. That's money that we put in that's already been taxed, but it grows tax-free and the distributions are tax-free.
That's what I meant. I wanted to underscore that what happens here, when you're taking the money out, you're not being taxed. And that's what's one of the many good points here that I see anyway.
Exactly. So it kind of multiplies your asset there. It gives you a lot more spendability is what I call all that.
Yeah.
But very simply, most people do put most of their assets into 401k plans and IRAs. And what we want to do is we want to get those 401k plans, IRAs, move them over into something that protects them from loss. Because the truth here is that a lot of times individuals say, well, hey, I've wrapped all of my assets up into these 401ks and IRA plans, and they've been experiencing some risk in the stock market. I'm worried and I'm concerned about that. Well, we want to be able to help these people to have peace of mind. And so we have a number of different options there, and we endorse a particular option recently that we have been able to find, because we're independent advisors, so we can actually go work with any company that we want, Doug. Mm-hmm. And it gives us some freedom to be able to provide the very best options to our clients. So let's just say you have $100,000 in a 401k plan that you want to protect and preserve, move over into something that's going to give you a principal protection. So that means if the market goes down, that you will not lose a penny due to market volatility. Well, $100,000, then the company, the financial institution that we work with, is going to match that 15%. So that $100,000 overnight is going to turn into $115,000. That gives you a good base there, and that is designed for lifetime income. It also gives 150% of market gains every year. So if the market gains 6%, then the company is going to credit into your account 9%. So it just gives you that extra bonus of being able to have more spendability, if you will, once you start taking income down the road.
All right. So all the more reason for those of you who are listening, and now we have your attention. I told you how to get the book as we started the conversation a few minutes ago. Now you hear what Lorette's all about. Call this number now to reserve your copy of her book free, 866-620-4376. 866-620-HERO. The books are set aside. You don't want to pay for it if you don't have to. Get the information on the RAFT strategy. 866-620-4376. That's 866-620-HERO. Lorette Ellsworth with us here on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.